could get awkward. Wait.
Those are.
Wait, did you?
Sure. This could get.
Oh, I did it wrong already.
No, it sounds stupid.
Are you ready?
This could get awkward.
I think that was perfect.
So last night I had to work late, and so Spencer was making dinner, which is very sweet, and he was like trying to time it for when I would get home. And he told me, okay, so he's told me, I was like, what's for dinner? And he was like, it's a cauliflower bacon cheese casserole.
That sounds delicious.
Right? So I was oh man, it's gonna be so fucking good. And I was so hungry. So I like come home from work and we're like chilling and dinner's gonna be ready in like 20 minutes or whatever. It comes out of the oven, it looks amazing, just with like perfectly golden cheese on top and like bacon in it and stuff. And so I scoop it out and like go sit down and I take like the first bite, I'm like, so good and like hot and food in my mouth. And then the next bite I was like, that's kind of a weird flavor. And then the next bite I was like, I don't think I like this. Like, I don't think I can eat it.
What though? Like, it's just cheese and cauliflower and bacon and like
on- so there was also like chicken in it, which is fine. But then I was like, okay, so when did you get this chicken? Like,
oh,
what is it?
No.
I'm sorry, that's misleading because it wasn't the chicken's fault. The chicken was not. It wasn't like that. But, and I just kind of like put my finger on it. I was like, there's like a weird like flavor to it. And I was just like, I just don't like it. Spencer's like, well, that's your problem. Like, I love it. Eating it up. And then like, so I put mine down. And then he starts like slowing down and he like puts his bowl in his lap and he's like, well, now that I've eaten all of the cheese, like, I don't really think I like it either.
What?
So then I was like, okay, break it down for me. Like,
what's in it?
What's in this? And so he, like, lists off ingredients like cauliflower, sour cream, something called ranch powder. The fuck that is?
I don't know. I've heard of that before. And I would think that it would taste delicious. It'd be, well, like, similar to ranch dressing.
And then it had, like, rotisserie chicken, bacon, did I say cheese? I don't know. So like, but then I was like, okay, like all of those things should be delicious. Rotisserie chicken, maybe not, because it like brings in its own flavor. But then I was like, okay, like what like spices did you put in it? And like, he didn't put any spices in it. So
that's why it didn't taste good.
Yeah, it was just, I think so, because like it was just like bleh.
Like it was it bland? Or
it
like
was bland, and it also had just like, I don't know, I hated it. So then I was like, oh, I'm going to order some Skip the Dishes. And that's the curry that I was just mowing down on. And he was like, it was funny because he was being like a little bit like sassy and snarky about like,
you not liking it.
Yeah. So that in itself was funny. But I wasn't being like mean. I was just being like, I was like, sometimes I come across recipes that don't call for any spices. And then, but I know like then it will be not very good. So like I'll add stuff on my own kind of a thing.
Yeah.
I was like, the more that you cook, the more you'll like just learn and like have more experience and like be better at it kind of a thing. And he was like, I like to make new things. And I was like, I know, like every time, almost every time he cooks, he makes something brand new. So then like that's going to be really hit or miss.
Yeah, you would never know.
Yeah, you have to have like a few things in your arsenal that you can like pull out of your ass and nail like every time. And then for sure, like try new things, but like learn every time kind of a thing. And I was like, you only cook like 20% of the time. Like if you just like if you did it anymore, like you would whatever. But anyways, he was like all bummed and I think probably feeling like a little down on himself for like his gross dinner that he then like threw everything out, just like threw it, dumped it in the garbage.
Was there like a ton of leftovers? I mean, when you make a casserole, that's a lot of food.
Yeah.
Oh, that's the worst.
So that sucks. But then it was cute because he was being like snarky. And then so after he went and like threw it out, and then he like was walking back to the couch and he like did something with his hands. So I was like, what's on your hands or whatever? And he's like, oh, they're just sticky. And then I was like, then go like wash them before you come sit down.
You child.
I know, that's what I said. I was like, you're being all like what's the word, like pouty about your dinner, and now you're like just sitting around with sticky hands. I was like, are you four? It was pretty funny.
So I guess you won't be making that anymore.
Well, no, I think it would be delicious if you just made a few changes. Could be great. Mm-hmm. Could have been something really special.
Don't you think, like, instead of throwing it all out, you could have just added spices to it after?
So, yeah.
Like, what a waste.
I told that story at work today, and that was what people said. They were like, why didn't you just... Like, oh, yeah, I didn't even think about that.
Like, sure, the spices don't really, like, get into it as much when you cook it off the get-go. But it's a casserole. Like, it's made for leftovers, and it's going to sit and soak and take in all those flavors.
For sure. We really fucked that up.
For sure you did.
Yeah.
Oh, what a waste.
Yeah. It happens, though. Did I tell you about how I effed up my butter chicken the other... Did I tell you that already?
No.
I dumped all the pepper in it by accident.
Oh, like the lid came off or something?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That's bad.
Yeah. And, like, it was a brand new full jar of pepper.
So you just had to throw everything out?
Yeah, we tried to eat it, and I couldn't. And Spencer was like, I don't mind it. And I was like, okay, like, I'm going to throw all of this out unless. And he's like, no, I'll eat it. So now, of course, we have, like, two giant Tupperwares of nasty pepper butter chicken in the freezer that no one's eating.
I think I did that one time, but it was with, luckily, like, it was, like, peppercorns for some reason. Mm-hmm. So I don't know what, I would never put just peppercorns into a meal.
But it probably had, like, a grinder on the top or something.
Yeah, and I think it broke off or something. And I was able to salvage the dinner because that's obviously way easier to, like, pick out. Well,
that's actually, like, that's what fell into ours was peppercorns. And Spencer did spend, like, 10 minutes trying to pick them all out. But it was impossible.
Oh, that sucks. So you ordered Skip the Dishes again on that night, too?
No, I don't think so. I probably just had hot chocolate.
We have, like, because now we're in a bigger city, so we actually can use Skip the Dishes, and we've done it a couple of times. Adam is, like, wants to order in, like, every night. I'm like, okay, like, let's control ourselves.
Yep, it is so convenient.
So when my parents were here, as soon as they got here, we pretty much, like, went to town starting to clean some of the apartment, and then the movers showed up, and we were just, like, went hard from when they showed up at, like, noon until, like, later in the evening, and we were all, like, starving later and, like, didn't have lunch. So Adam ordered Skip the Dishes, and we just got pizza, and, like, and then he went out and grabbed a beer or something like that. Or no, we already had beer. And so the pizza shows up, and it was great, and I, like, got it from the dude or whatever, and then we opened up the pizza, and it's like, I don't know what happened, if this guy tripped on ice or something, but the pizza was just mangled.
Oh, no.
It was like, it had clearly, like, slid sideways in the box and just, like, messed up half of the entire pizza.
Oh, nuts.
It's kind of funny. I took a photo of it, so I'll totally share that.
Did you tell them and get more pizza?
No, so, like, that's the thing. I feel like with Skip the Dishes, I almost felt like, what do you do?
Oh, man. Let me tell you.
Because I know that I've ordered pizza before, and I remember one time they gave us the wrong pizza. Like, it had the wrong toppings on it. So we just, like, told the delivery man, we're like, no, this isn't what we ordered, or we called the company.
Oh, yeah, it doesn't matter to him.
And then they came back with, like, a free new pizza, and we ended up eating the other one because, like, whatever, it was pizza, and we still liked it, but we got a free pizza.
Yeah.
So how does it work with Skip the Dishes? I just feel like because there's, like, a second person in there, what do you do?
No, a couple of times. So one time I ordered, it was like, it was the same kind of thing. It was like moving day. And it was actually the day that I spent, like, the whole day cleaning everything, like, perfectly, and then swept the garage with the door open. And then there was, like, I had to re-clean everything, and I, like, cried. Anyways, it was that day. And I started that day off by ordering, like, coffee, like, a really delicious coffee, and like, a bagel and cream cheese with Skip the Dishes. And then when it got to me, the coffee had spilled. And so, like, everything was soaked in coffee. Ew. And so I, like, took pictures of it and just, like, went on to, like, the support part of the app. I was like, this happened. I'm so sad. I'm so hungry. Like, here's a picture.
I don't want to eat this soggy, whatever, soaked coffee thing.
And they're just like, we're so sorry, and refunded me right away.
Oh.
And then that other time when I had that just ridiculously incompetent driver, which I know I shared on a previous podcast episode, I complained about him as well, and I think I got a refund that time too. We're like, yeah, I don't know.
Sounds like they had pretty good customer service then.
They do.
Yeah,
they do. Did you know it's Canadian?
Oh, no. Yeah. I had no idea. Probably because, like, Uber Eats came out, and that's very similar, right? But Uber is definitely not a Canadian company, so this is like, hey, we're going to make our Canadian version.
Did you know that they don't have Uber in Vancouver?
Really?
Yeah.
That is boggling. Like, that's crazy.
Why are there so many cabs everywhere? And then I was like, oh, I'll just get an Uber. And then someone was like, oh, there's no Uber here. And I was like, what? And I like opened the app and it was like, not available in your area. And I was like, what?
Wow. Probably because like the cab companies fought it so hard, I would imagine.
Yeah.
They tried to do that in Toronto, but I don't think it worked.
They tried to do that in Edmonton too. Fat chance. Uber is ideal. That's another service that has like good customer support and stuff.
Yeah. So I just remembered this other story from when my parents were here helping us move and stuff. We went out to IKEA to grab a couple of things for the apartment. Mm-hmm. And we were like, you could literally spend an entire day in IKEA.
Oh, yeah.
It's insane. And like, no wonder there's a restaurant in there because you'd starve to death.
Childcare.
Like, it's crazy, but I love it. And I'm so excited that I actually have an IKEA like near me now. But so we were going through and Adam was like crazy thirsty. He was like dragging his feet and he was like, oh my God. And I was like, oh my God.
Speaking of boyfriends and partners who act like 4-year-olds.
Yeah. Yeah. And so I was like, are you going to die? Like, you're going to be okay. Like, here's like the food place. And he was like, do you think like there's a water fountain somewhere? And I was like, well, if there is one, it'll be near the bathrooms. That's usually where they put them. And so he goes down to like look at like see and if there's any water down there. And in the meantime, I just went over to like the cashier and I was like, hey, can I just like get a glass so I can have like a glass of water? And he was like, oh yeah, for sure. Like, and it didn't cost anything. Mm-hmm. And they were like glasses out. So I went and I go and grab a glass and it's like a fountain pop dispenser. Mm-hmm. So I could have gotten anything that I
wanted. Some pop.
Yeah, I know, like revel, right? So I come back and I'm like chugging some water and Adam sees me and he's like, oh, what the hell? And I was like, yeah, here, have some water if you want. I just asked him and he said it was fine. I didn't have to pay for it. And then he was just like, oh. And so then he went to like mm-hmm. try and like steal some fountain pop or whatever that they have.
Of course.
And it was freaking hilarious because whatever he put it under, the machine just like went crazy and it was just like it was just like spraying shit all over him. I was just like, that's karma for you.
Yeah.
And then he was just like, ah, oh, whatever. And he just like dropped the glass and like he's like, let's get out of here.
Oh my he God. Was
like, he was like overly embarrassed, but like meanwhile nobody would have known. Oh, it was hilarious.
That kind of reminds me of, so me and Suzanne, when we go to movies, we like to time it so that we go to 2 movies like in succession.
I've always talked about doing that, but have never done it.
We do it like when we go to movies, like that is what
always.
We do.
Yeah.
And we bring like our own snacks, like just put them in our purse, whether it's like popcorn or cookies or like a bottle of wine or like whatever. Like we always just bring stuff in. But one time the second movie that we were going to ended up being a 3D movie. And so we needed to like
get glasses.
Get our hands on some 3D glasses. And so Suze, who is like the sweetest, kindest, most innocent, like lovely, good-hearted person ever, was like, I'll get them. Like, there's like a recycle bin, you know, the like when you walk out of theater and you toss your 3D glasses into the recycle bin.
Yeah.
So she like puts her arm in it and like we're trying to be like inconspicuous and like just subtly like put her arm in the 3D glasses bin. She pulls 2 pairs out and we're like, okay, let's do this. And then we realize that they're children's glasses. And so we're like, crap, we have to go back. And so we're like, not as inconspicuous this time around. And we're like, kind of laughing and like obviously going back to like a recycle bin of 3D glasses. So Suze puts those ones in and then she puts her arm like back into like through a different hole. And then she's like, my arm's stuck.
Oh my gosh.
And I'm like, at this point, like, I'm not breathing. Like, tears are streaming down my face. I'm laughing so hard. There's also like 2 14-year-old employees at a concession stand like 5 meters away from us. And they're just like side-eyeing us and not giving like any, like not caring at all, which made it like that much funnier. And then Suze like went to yank her arm out of the bin and like she got 2 pairs of glasses but like knocked over the whole bin like in the process. Oh, and then we were gosh. Like run! And like just ran to the theater.
So you watched a 3D movie without 3D glasses?
No, we got 2 pairs in the end. Oh. She pulled them out while she knocked the whole thing over.
Oh my
god. But then it ended up, the movie that we saw was like the third movie in a series of movies that we hadn't watched. Oh. And so we stayed for like the first like 20 minutes and we were like, this sucks. And we left.
Why would you pick that movie to go to then?
There weren't that many like options that night.
Oh.
Sometimes funny. We do like the best double features. Like the last time we did A Simple Favor and A Star is Born.
Oh,
Unreal.
I don't know what the second movie is, but
A Star is Born.
Or no, I don't know what the first movie is.
Oh, A Simple Favor. That was with Anna Kendrick and Blake Lively.
Oh,
and
it was that kind good? Of like,
it was very good.
Mm,
yeah. Yes. Very interesting and funny and quirky, but mm-hmm. like it was very good.
I don't know if you remember like the city that we used to live in, the theater there. It was kind of set up funny. They would take your tickets at the door. But if you hadn't already purchased your tickets, you needed to walk past those people
mm-hmm.
to then go purchase them like at the kiosk if you mm-hmm. wanted to do that instead of doing it electronically or online. And like it was the most flawed system in the world because you could literally be like, no, I'm just going to go buy my ticket at the counter.
Right there.
Bye. And then you could literally just walk into the theater. And there were so many times that Adam and I were like, okay, we're going to do it this time. Okay, we're going to do it this time. But we were just like, no, we just like felt so guilt ridden that like, we're like, we can't go in and like steal this movie and watch it for free. But like their system is horrible and they need to change
it. Yeah. Stealing is bad.
Yes. So did you want to talk about your your Reddit thing?
Sure. So I'm sure most people are familiar with Reddit. This year, Spencer and I campaigned for and got the support of our families for not participating in presents, buying or receiving or anything. We just want like time spent and low stress and whatever. So I was like, okay, like I'm not gonna really get or receive any or like give anything. So, but then I like saw an ad for like, I was scrolling through Reddit and saw like Reddit Secret Santa. So I was like, I'll do that. That's just like one present. I get a present. It's kind of like a cool, big, wide, like Secret Santa thing to participate in. I think that'd be cool. So I signed up for that, which was cool. You just like, obviously you give your address to an internet stranger. So like,
that's cool.
That's a risk you take. but then you fill out a questionnaire that just asks you like a little bit about your favorite things and whatever. And then you get matched with someone. So when you get your match, that's the person that you are sending something to and you stay anonymous to them. And then someone totally different gets you and they're anonymous to you. So anyways, my dude that I got to send to was like 33, married, no kids, like two cats and a dog or something like that. And like really liked the Winnipeg Jets and
oh,
you can't really remember. Crunchy snacks. So
what'd you get him?
I can't remember exactly. I got him a bunch of snacks and I feel like I got him something that wasn't food related.
So like, is there a price point on this?
No, I don't think so. So what's funny about mine is it costs more for me to ship it to him than like the actual gift cost itself.
That's what I would think.
Yeah, so that's kind of annoying, but whatever.
And like is anyone going to get their gifts because Canada Post isn't even like been working?
We'll see.
They've been striking for like a month or more now. Oh well.
But you have to send it by December 14th, so like
he might get it nice in the new year.
Yeah, who knows? So that's in the mail. And then you have to like provide proof that it's been shipped, so like a tracking number and shipping receipt or like whatever.
Okay.
And then the person who gets you, so they're like anonymous to you, but the person who has me messaged me and was like, hey, I actually live where you live. Can I just like personally drop it off? By the way, I saw the picture of your wedding dress and it looks really nice or something like that. So I
are you like very involved in the Reddit community? Like
no, like actually not at all.
Oh, okay.
I like scroll and like upvote or whatever. I've made like two posts and one of them was that.
Oh, okay.
So based on like this person's like tone and comment on my wedding dress, I think it's a woman, but I don't know.
So they're coming to your house.
Yeah, she actually just texted me as we started talking about this saying, on my way.
Oh my gosh. Is Spencer
home?
Yes. Okay, good. Jeez.
And at first I wasn't sure if he was going to be home tonight because he's going to the hockey game. So my plan was actually to like make sure you and I were FaceTiming or like
you had like
people knew.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, this person knows where I live and like lots of stuff about me. So I hope it's like a super cool person and not a murderer. This may be my last podcast episode.
Don't talk like that. I'm sure it'll be fine. And I'm kind of like excited to find out what you get.
Me too.
So you have to tell me.
I don't want to. So because we have decided not to do presents with anybody, anything that I do get, I want to like save for Christmas Day.
Oh, so you're not going to open it today?
I don't want to.
Mm. That's,
I'll see what this person thinks about it. I got like a couple, like a card and like a couple things from work today that I'm like putting under my, they're not even wrapped, but I'm just putting them under my tree.
That's
and
cute.
Then like.
So you're going to have presents, but like Spencer won't. He's just going to watch you open gifts on Christmas Day.
Well, yeah, no, yeah, that's actually a fact, but he has one under the tree. So that's okay. Cool. And there's a card that's addressed to both of us. Mm. So
there you go.
He can open that.
Yeah. Totally.
And the other things that I have, like, from work are things that, like, both of us can use and benefit from. So,
mm-hmm. So like, oh, no, Spencer's home. I was like, should I, like, hang around until this person shows up? No.
No, I think we'll be good. But I will surely provide an update on this having an internet stranger at my home situation
in the future. Time. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, we definitely need to hear about this interaction.
Okay. If I don't get murdered, I will fully endorse participating in Reddit gift exchanges in the future.
Yeah, I don't know what question we could ask this week, but...
What are you doing for New Year's Eve? Because it's New Year's Eve in a couple days.
Ooh, yeah.
What are your plans? Who are you going to kiss? Who are you going to kiss at midnight?
Mm-hmm.
No one or someone?
Or whoever is around. Just find some lips and kiss them.
Aww. All right, let's wrap this bad boy up. Find some lips and kiss them and tell us which ones you picked.
Yeah, let us know on our Twitter account, which is at TCGA Podcast. You can Facebook us. This could get awkward. Or email us if you don't want anyone to know who you kissed. But, I mean, everyone's going to see. No.
No, 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 no. No, 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 no.
Our email is thiscouldgetawkwardpodcast@gmail.com. Or you can
And it's confidential. Or yeah, go to our website, thiscouldgetawkward.com, and all of that and all of our episodes are there.
And Happy New Year.
Happy and New Year.
Please come back and join us in 2019. And please continue to give us ratings.
And tell your friends about
us
if you like us.
We think we're cool. We like us.
And we like you.
So tell the world.